This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With former prosecutor and guest Lori Gilbertson.
I know for a while Jody Hildebrandt did have a license to practice as a therapist. But the other part of this was life coach. And that term in itself is a scary one because it doesn't mean anything at all. I mean, we could set up an institution here, make a website and start certifying people at the end of the day. $500 will give you a certificate and then you get a bunch of lessons on how to be a life coach and you get to hang something on your wall. That's all it means. It doesn't mean anything, but so many people are doing this and they're getting behind it. And so much of the public doesn't seem to understand the difference between an actual psychologist, therapist, counselor, and life coach. How much of this is going on beyond just Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt with people hiding behind these made-up titles, pretending to be relationship experts and life experts and leading people down really dark paths?
Oh, Tony, you are speaking my language right now. You really are. I mean, to have this completely kind of unregulated industry that then people can put themselves out there to have some expertise when they actually have no expertise. And in fact, in the case of Ruby and Jody are about the last people in the world who should be giving parenting advice, especially under the guise of, you know, life coach or parenting coach. So look, this is the age we live in when anyone can put themselves up on YouTube or put themselves as they did or Instagram or Twitter or whatever as an expert.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is really unfortunately up to the people who are kind of buying into it when we talk about brainwashing to research, to know who these people are, to know whether this is someone who really does have any expertise. And lots of people kind of fall into that trap. Mm-hmm. And it can be you know, I'm up on my soapbox a little bit, but I think with the whole life coach thing, while there may be some people out there who actually are talented in helping coach people through life transitions.
Yeah.
And I can say I have some friends who are coaches who will add life coach to their credentials and happen to be extremely talented at what they do, but they do a lot of other things as well. I think that when you put life coach onto something, it really should be a huge red flag to people that this person is not regulated, is not qualified, doesn't necessarily have any expertise to be giving you the advice that they're giving, and also to be charging for it, or say to have a YouTube channel that people are watching and thinking, it's okay that this woman is starving her children, not letting them sleep in a bed and basically treating them horrendously because she says she's a parenting expert.
Yeah.
Anybody can say they're an expert.
Sure.
Anybody can. So we really need to be much more cognizant and much more aware of those things. And, you know, it is fortunate and maybe a good sign in this area, Tony, that people who were watching this channel are the ones who called the police also. And the ones who called DHS are the ones who got them removed from YouTube.
Sure.
So I take a little tiny bit of comfort in it. Mm-hmm. But just like you from reading all about this, it's incredibly disturbing on so many different levels.
So that's one of the points that that Kevin Frankie is trying to make through his attorney of life coach. It's a big thing. We got to legislate this. Legislate all you want. People are just gonna come up with another name for it, really. I mean, and like you said, there are legitimate people out there who have legitimate resources and good knowledge to give people who are not necessarily counselors or therapists, but it's not everybody. And the thing, the scary part is anybody can get into that. Would legislating help any of this?
I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, they're just going to put another word on it. Coaches aren't necessarily regulated. There's all kinds of different coaches. You can be an executive coach. You can be a transition coach. You can be all sorts of things. And there's lots of organizations that actually train coaches and give certifications for various things. And what I would say to people, if you are looking ever for someone to help you in this kind of situation, to get parenting advice, to get relationship advice, to get life transition advice, is to do your research, to look at how people are credentialed, look at what their experience is, look at testimonials from other people, look at how long they've been in practice, and really know about who you are going to see. Mm-hmm. And especially do a trial session. get a feel. And if your gut says this person is not what I'm looking for, they don't have what I need, doesn't matter. Yeah. Even if they have the credentials, and you find someone else who's the better fit. But it's important to do your research here, because people can go out, just call themselves, as you said, life coaches, experts, I mean, whatever.
It's a scary industry, because essentially it kind of creates, you know, an echo chamber, in a lot of ways, where somebody's, if they're wanting to make their money, they can easily tell the person what they want to hear, especially if they're very good at manipulating people. They're not coming from any sort of ethical, you know, bar or standpoint that a therapist would be coming from or a counselor would be coming from. It's just, well, this is clearly what this person wants. Let me feed them what they want. I mean, it's like anything. It's like an algorithm, if you will. And then it just keeps feeding into what someone wants. So I can see where some people have a very hard way, a hard time turning away from some of these people, because they're telling me what I want to hear. They're validating maybe my crazy thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those are the people who get targeted. I mean, that's the audience that they target, because it is all about manipulation. And if you ever look at, you know, a lot of the things that we see these days about various cults and coercion, you know, you think of like the Nixium cult, where, you know, the cult leader was some of it was physical, but most of it was just this very emotional coercion that built up time after time after time. And he had no credentials and he put himself out there. Right. As this incredibly bright expert who is going to pull everyone in and teach them how to live life. And it is the vulnerable people who get targeted and the vulnerable people who really fall prey to it. So it is really quite dangerous. And now that we've said all this and we're going back to think, I'm going back to thinking about your first question about brainwashing. Maybe we need to think about Kevin a little bit more. Maybe maybe there was some of that here.
Maybe he's not lying after all.
Maybe he's not.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.